Now let's talk about the law of unlimited potential. Now I'm just going to read this because you're going to have the same thing here because I thought it was very good. I don't think I could say it any better. The law of unlimited potential says everything is connected and everything is possible in spirit. But our human mind is often limited by our own experiences and imagination. This can block the acceptance of the form that spirit has in mind for us that might be outside the limits of our human mind. This is why we often ask for that which is in our highest good, as it might be outside of our human mental limitations, but not spirit's. And this is why we could also get stuck on a specific form and miss what spirit has in mind for our highest intention. So, give you an example of this. And you know my story backwards, and I want you to take a look at your life too. So, you know, when you get so attached to a particular form, like, you know, my husband and I, he always dated tall, skinny blondes, and that's, you know, and they were gorgeous. They all looked like these doe-eyed, beautiful girls, which I am definitely not. But anyway, this is what he was used to, and that's what he was looking for. That's what he expected. I always liked these swarthy Italian, Moroccan, you know, like real guy, like from the Furious 7 or whatever the heck it is. Real, you know, macho kind of guy. And never blondes. I've never dated a blonde man, right? And sure enough, if you see my gorgeous husband, he is, you know, quite light and the most beautiful light greeny blue eyes. And I am most definitely not a skinny, tall, blonde model. So the form that spirit had for the two of us was actually very different and unique from what we thought we wanted. Okay, so this is the kind of a thing that I want you to think about. So the other thing about the law of unlimited potential means this, that anything is possible at any time. We just need to be open to our imagination that we could actually have that. But sometimes we can't. We're just so limited. So that's why I say, let's not even worry about what we can imagine. Let's imagine as far as we can, but then we have to trust that like this or something better now manifests for me in divine appropriate timing. So you know, if you have put on your dream boards, your vision boards, or whatever that you do, your mind movies, you know, you put these pictures and images on there, that you're only limited because that's all you can see at this moment. But they represent the essence. So the essence is way more important than the form, because that's what's going to make you happiest, is the essence of your desire and your intention, and the form that spirit picks for you is always going to be in truth and in alignment with what frequency and magnetism that you're putting out in the world, how you've been thinking, and what is in your highest good. That's why you always have to override yourself, right? Okay, so the question here will be, and again, you're going to be writing this. And again, the way this is written isn't a yes or no thing, and then you're supposed to make a list, but we're going to do the reading based on what's hiding in the bushes. Do I have any limiting beliefs that are preventing the law of unlimited potential from acting fully in my life and this reading? So why don't we see this in what's the possible common limiting belief we all have? Like, what do we have to watch out for? What could be hiding in the bushes that prevent us from tuning into the form spirit has in mind for us? Again, remembering that oracles meet us where we are at, but we want to add more now, right? Like, it's not enough for us to see, oh, this is where I am and this is where I've come from. It's like, whoa, this is what's possible. Way beyond my own limited human ideas, right? We want to tune into that energy that in the universe, and the only way we can do that is by kind of unplugging from some of the old conditioning and opening ourselves up, which makes us feel vulnerable. That's why it's uncharted territory. Okay, so let's pick the two cards. Limiting beliefs of us in Oracle School. Ooh, what is it that we all have to fix? Okay, what could be hiding in the bushes for all of us here? And what is the solution to that? How do we get into alignment with that? Oh, that's cool. Isn't this fun? I'm telling you, like, in a million years, I never would have guessed that this is what I would be doing. I was so determined to be something else, right? And now I realize that this is what was meant for me all along. And I know some of you are really loving this, so I'm very, very proud and honored and grateful that you're here watching this video. Okay, first one is fork in the road, total indecision. So fork in the road in the protection position basically says, do not buy into inertia. That could actually prevent us, because we think that our limitations which is like right here, causes us to like, oh my God, what if I make a wrong move, right? It's all about like, oh, and that's all about memory, right? Like, oh, I know it to be this, like, how do I make a decision? Like, if I go this way, if I go that way, and then we get into this like analysis paralysis, right? So this tells us like, get out of Dodge, just take one step towards the gods and they will take 10 steps towards us, but get out of the chair, get out of the chair. That's what this says. The second one, which is so cool, is about blessed. That we are not only worthy, but we are born an original blessing. That we are part of spirit already. That we are already connected to the law of unlimited potential. That there is nothing that we have to actually do to deserve anything. We just need to claim it. Okay? Isn't that interesting? So that's what's hiding in the bushes, is our sense that we may not be blessed, that when somehow we have to work so hard, that it's like all effort, and it's not. Because guess what? Truth be told is the solution card. And that means that we got to get rigorously honest with ourselves about all the other laws that we've talked about. Where, how are we thinking? What frequency are we putting out to the universe? Where's our energy? You know, do we have to release or surrender something in order for us to be tuned into this law of unlimited potential? Because that's our limitations. And this is the truth. This is absolute truth. Do not lie to yourself. This is all about show me the money. Show me the truth, right? Show it to me. Show it to me so that I can course correct if I need to. And if not, show me the truth of the universe. Show me that. Because guess what? Human beings, oh, I was pulling up the wrong card. I guess I wanted to talk about blessing more because I just realized I was going blessing, blessing, blessing. Truth be told, of course, is the owl card. So this is the one that we're just talking about. So let me summarize this. The first card is our anchor card. The second card gives us more information. So we're saying, what's hiding in the bushes? Like, what are we unaware of that could possibly throw us out of alignment with this law of infinite potential? So the first card was fork in the road and protection, which is about inertia and fear of making a mistake. And it's all about also self-judgment. It gets that kind of, and it's saying, get out of your chair, do basically anything, make a decision and move. I want you to move. And the second card is the card of blessings. That gives us more information about what we actually have to do. What is the movement towards? It's reminding ourselves of the way we think. Back to the law of thought, knowing full well that we were born an original blessing and we deserve these things. Like we are worthy. We are worthy inherently because we were alive. And we are part of this conscious universe. So that part in us is connected to that. And then the result card, the solution card, which is, well, what do we do to get back into alignment, is all about truth. It's all about being really true to ourselves, but also true to these four laws. So this law of unlimited potential, that's the truth. The truth is the world is abundant. That the illusion that we've been fed is that this disconnected universe is finite and that there is not enough resources for everyone, that you have to compete for limitations, etc. That is the lie. The truth is that we are living in a connected universe where there is abundance everywhere all the time waiting for us to call it into form. This is cool. And in the next video, we're going to summarize everything. See you there.